Defense Secretary Mark Esper declines to ban the wearing of MAGA hats. By Christina Wong on August 24, 2019. Defense Secretary Mark Esper declined to ban MAGA hats during his first exclusive interview with Fox News earlier this week. Fox News's correspondent asked him during the interview on Tuesday, "You've also talked about getting politics out of the military. Will you ban the wearing of MAGA hats, for instance, or other ways politics has entered the force?" Esper responded, "We don't politicize the force, whether it's buttons or hats or whatever the case may be. Political items should not be worn on a military uniform ever. Troops who have expressed support for the president have come under attack by those who claim they are politicizing the military. In one prominent example, during a surprise trip to Iraq in Christmas 2018, Trump stopped over in Germany and was greeted by airmen who were holding, not even wearing, MAGA hats and banners. Some media pundits and Trump critics argued that the airmen holding MAGA hats and banner violated military rules that prohibit taking part of partisan political activities while in uniform, and there were calls for them to be punished. Later, U.S. Air Forces Europe said in a statement, "There is no rule against airmen bringing personal items to be signed by the president." Some critics argued it was a violation, since Trump was expected to be a candidate in 2020, or because MAGA was a campaign slogan. However, there was no similar uproar when candidate Barack Obama stopped in Kuwait and signed magazine covers and other memorabilia for troops in uniform. Geraldo Rivera at the time called the media criticism of troops petty. During the Fox News interview, Esper was also asked whether the press is the enemy. Trump has previously tweeted that the fake news media is the enemy of the American people. Esper responded, "The press is not the enemy in my book.